Hi everyone, Happy New Year. Hope you all had a wonderful week and an awesome holiday season. As we begin this year, the weather seems to be back to normal with above freezing temperatures and average precipitation. The Half Moon Bay Community Association's Neighbors Helping Neighbors fundraising campaign was a huge success. HBCA President Linda McMahon shared, "We raised a total of $15,100 as of Sunday, January 1st. A very successful campaign. There were some significant contributions from a couple of businesses and a few residents of Half Moon Bay which enabled us to reach the target." Linda will be meeting with Half Moon Bay Elementary School Coordinator Wendy White next week to present a check for $12,000 to the school, and the remainder will go into the HBCA Community Initiatives Program, CIP. Linda said, "Last year, $8,000 from the CIP program was donated to One Straw Society for Food Boxes, Vancouver Coastal Health Compassionate Fund, the HMB Kids Art Club, and the Daycare Garden. A huge thank you to all who donated so generously over the last few weeks and throughout the year to help with all of the initiatives in the community and on the Sunshine Coast." Also, the HBCA 2023 calendar of events will be posted in the next couple of weeks, so be sure to check their website at halfmoon-bay.ca/events. There will be plenty of wonderful events to enjoy this year, so stay tuned. Pickleball resumes at the Half Moon Bay Elementary School on Thursday evenings from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Each session is $5 per person and participants must be a member of the Half Moon Bay Community Association. There are 3 courts available and all levels of play are welcome. Coaching is available for beginners and those wanting to learn more about the game. Be sure to wear comfortable workout clothing and bring extra water. If you haven't already done so, please complete the SCRD Cooper's Green Hall survey before Friday, January 20th. The Half Moon Bay Community Association, along with the SCRD, have been working on a replacement project for the Cooper's Green Hall for several years. The hall's replacement was a key recommendation of the Cooper's Green Park Management Plan, which was released in 2014. The proposed site of the new hall was at the location of the current hall in Cooper's Green Park. This summer, the SCRD received expert reports that outlined serious concerns because of the potential for sea level rise and associated issues with building in this proposed location. Now the SCRD is coming back to the community with 3 options. To read more about the background of this project and have your say on the proposed location, visit the SCRD website at letstalk.scrd.ca/coopers-green. Take the time to read all the information provided before completing the survey found at the bottom of the page. The results from the survey will be compiled and SCRD staff will return to the board in early 2023. At that time, staff will seek a decision from the board on the final site for the hall so that the project can commence. If you have any ideas for column content or have a community event or story you would like to share, please send ideas and suggestions to cindy.kisser@tellus.net. Be safe, be gentle, and always be kind.